Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at the Virtuoso Travel Week Conference, and we're actually here at an event being staged by Seabourn and American Airlines. Now, why are they doing this together? We're going to find out about all that. It's a new partnership to help get your customers to the ships. And it's rather unique, and that. But American Airlines has been doing this with several lines, but now they're going to do it really with Seabourn. And we're going to talk to here. We have Steve Smotries, who's the Vice President Global Sales, and we have Louis Dujou, who is the Managing Director of actually American Airlines Vacations. So we're going to talk to both of them about this new partnership and what it means for your clients, your cruisers. And this is Insider Travel Report. Now, first of all, great new news that you're going to help out to move customers, your customers. Steve, why did you partner with American Airlines?
Well, we've got a lot of expansion at Seabourn coming up. We've got two new expedition ships coming.
We've heard a rumor of that.
Yeah, a little bit of a rumor, right? So I think we're one of the few cruise lines that's actually growing in capacity. And it's really important to have strategic partnerships that really help us package a great experience for our guests, because we are ultra luxury, and our guests expect a certain experience. And American is just a natural partner in our minds.
And Louis, what exactly is American Airlines going to be doing with Seabourn?
Well, what's really beautiful is for advisors, once they book a beautiful Seabourn cruise, they get access to our amazing ARC program. And really, that gives amazing price points and the ability to curate an amazing travel experience from start to finish.
Yeah, and actually, I had a little sample of it, not with Seabourn, with another line. I actually took American to Greece recently, yep. And it was great. We went business class. It was excellent. The service was great. And left JFK straight to Athens, and it was gone. It was excellent. Now, talk a little bit about, you were talking about your expansion, and so how would you suggest that travel advisors use this new partnership?
Yeah, it's so if you're putting together a package, and I think luxury guests, they want to be able to make one purchase. You know, they don't want to put all the pieces together.
Right.
So we're already all-inclusive on board, but they need to get to their destination. Mm-hmm. And you need to have an experience that is similar to what it's going to be like. If you're in a Winter Garden suite on board Seabourn, you really should be in a great experience like on the flagship on American Airlines.
Well, absolutely. You don't want to get them all pissed off when they're in the air. That's always the problem. You know, you get on that and then going back too. You know, and that's the worst thing about getting off a ship.
Seamless. Yeah, it needs to be a seamless experience,
right.
Start to finish.
Yeah, that's right.
And what I would add is, as an airline, we offer the first and last touch point of a successful vacation.
Right.
So it's a big responsibility, and we don't take it lightly. Buying first class or business class is the best way to delight your customers, and that's really amazing. The other thing that is really amazing about the partnership is, even though I work for American Airlines and Steve negotiated the deals with American Airlines, we also give access to our strategic partners.
Okay.
So if you go to a cruise in Australia with our contract, you can get to Qantas first class, or maybe British Airways.
With all the alliance that you have.
Exactly,
there, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So we have a wide range of incredible, beautiful products. Business class on Finnair, Iberia. I mean, it's a truly amazing portfolio of brands that can truly.
So everything that's one world, right?
Not everything that's one world. Everything that is a joint business.
Okay.
With American Airlines, and so really an amazing opportunity to curate a fabulous holiday for Seabourn customers.
Well, absolutely, and I know one of the biggest issues is that you're going to get off that cruise. The worst day of a cruise is the last day of a cruise, and then you're saying, now I got to fly back, and I mean, my God, if you're not comfortable, it's horrible, right?
Yeah. So.
And once you've sipped all that champagne on board, you want to sip some champagne more on board our flights, right?
I was sipping a little champagne on the last flight. It wasn't too bad.
Welcoming you were no matter where you're going, whether getting on ship or getting on the plane.
Yeah.
Bubbles to the rescue.
Well, that's what you got to do. So roughly, what percentage of your passengers do you think are going to be using American Airlines going forward?
Yeah, it's tough to say, but you know, it's something that we're just starting this partnership, and you know, we think it'll grow significantly. Again, advisors have so much detail to think about, and the more and more that we can merchandise and create an easy purchasing package for them, it makes their job that much easier to do. So we want it to be first class, as Louis said, start to finish.
And this is air booked through Seabourn and American Airlines direct, right?
Yeah, and it comes with peace of mind as well. So if there's any issue with your flights and maybe you missed day one of the cruise, we're going to get you to the next port of call. And that's so much peace of mind for advisors.
So basically with your own network and then those of your airline partners, you can pretty much go to anywhere that Seabourn's going from, right?
Absolutely. More than 900 destinations worldwide, including many of the finest ports where Seabourn sails from.
Yeah, well, I've only tried the Greece one so far because that's where everybody seems to be sailing out of these days. I mean, that's I've actually been in Greece twice already this year. So at least I think it's just twice, but I could have been there a lot more times. But
you want to go again, James?
Why not? Why not? Hey, it's the place I'm going. I seem to be doing cruising all the time because everybody's restarting, and it's great. But I've been traveling like crazy, like, you know, many of you out there who've been really trying to sample for your clients what it's all like, and you can be out there. There are, you know, some issues. You got to deal with a lot of different COVID regulations.
It's the world we live in. I mean, I think everybody is getting used to that. You have to constantly be watching the tourism websites for the country you're going to. I'm going to Barbados in a couple of weeks to sail on Odyssey on board American, and really looking forward to it. But like, I know, and I work for the cruise line, but I know I need to be looking every day because things could change. You know, testing requirements could change.
And I know when you book when you go up to the American Airlines counter at these airports, they're kind of checking your tests and you're checking everything else. So that's a big responsibility for the airline as well, right?
It is, and that's why I'm so grateful to be working with some of the finest advisors at American Airlines. We really believe in the advisor model. Mm-hmm. And hey, what a better example than the last 18 months. The resilience of the travel advisor community and the fact they've helped so many travelers navigate those complex regulatory regimes, all this paperwork we need to do. I mean, I'm so grateful for the work that the advisors have done and really committed to adding more value. Our partnership is all about that, adding more values to advisors.
Well, I know a lot of Virtuoso, we're here at Virtuoso Travel Week, a lot of Virtuoso travel advisors use book American Airlines, but this program, and I know you have that you have a program with several different cruise lines. You have a guy, Derek Stewart, who basically I've interviewed him before, and he's been out there. He scopes it out. In fact, he actually went on a cruise. So I was
he's joining me on board Odyssey in a couple weeks. So it'll be exciting.
He gets to go on the cruise tour. He's going to sample the thing, because he knows American Airlines is okay, but he doesn't know if Seabourn's okay, right?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to reading his report with great envy. I think.
I think you got to. Here's the man to talk to. You got a cruise in your.
Yeah, we'll work it out, Louis.
We'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Let's. Anything else you want to tell? We have 90,000 travel advisors out there. Anything else you want to tell them about this program, or even what's going on with Seabourn today?
Well, and I think Louis said it really well that we're so thankful to advisors for their resiliency. This has been a tough time, but I think everybody has learned a lot, and I think everybody's going to come out of this a lot stronger. For us at Seabourn, we're building our sales team. We're really excited that so we can support travel advisors that much better. And we've got this great expedition product. We've got two purpose-built expedition ships coming.
And that's next year, right?
Yeah, first one comes next April. And these are going to be game changers. They are state-of-the-art, unbelievable products. So look forward to that.
We're looking forward to them. We've been hearing about them for a long time now. But good luck with those. I know we've been talking about them for several years now. And now they're almost a reality. And the rest of the Seabourn, of course, is great, too. You got some great cruises all around the world. And Louis, anything else you want to say to travel advisors out there?
Just a big thank you for their resilience, their support. It's a people business. I just love meeting advisors, and if I can be of any assistance, I can be found online, and I'd love to get in touch.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both of you for telling us about this great new partnership. It'll help get your customers to the ships that's so important to them in comfort and style, and then they get a wonderful cruise and they can go back the same way. And it's a great deal now, and it's amazing also to see airlines also once again partnering really strongly with travel advisors is excellent as well. I want to thank you again, and we'll see you soon on the water and in the air, right?
Yep. Thanks so much, James.
Anytime. See you on board very soon.
Absolutely. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.